So the first thing we hear is the intro. So we'll start off with our second string third fret, and these fret numbers are in reference to the capo. We'll play that, followed by the first string open, come right back to that second string third fret, and then to the first fret of the second string with your first finger. Now let's keep that down while we go to this. Now this is an F chord, and I'm using the thumb to help me out play the top string first fret. I'll be hammering into this third string, which is open, and then I'll hammer my second finger onto the third string second fret. With it, I'll be playing that thumb reaching around the back of the neck to give me the sixth string first fret. Your first finger should still be down on the second string second fret. So we have the hammer, and the same time I put the hammer down, I also put the third finger on the fourth string third fret. I'll have all of this down. This is basically an F major 7 chord. And then I'll pinch the fourth and second strings together. So far I have this. Now picking wise, I'm going to let the thumb take care of 6, 5, and 4. And then I'll let the index and middle take care of 3, 2, and 1. So once again, we have this. Now we have this full chord down. Then we'll go 6, 3, 4, 1. So that's the sixth string, the third, the fourth, and then the first. As far as the picking hand, that's thumb, index, thumb, middle. Then I'll have, now that's sixth, third, fourth, and then everything goes open, and you'll play the third string open as I go into this next phrase. Now for this, I'm doing the same four notes I did at the beginning, but I'll have a bass note with it, and that is the sixth string third fret. There's a couple ways you can do this, depending on how large your hands are and how narrow the frets are up there. You could use finger 2 on that top string third fret, and then finger 3 will be on the second string third. You'll keep both of these down. You'll pinch at 6 and 2, then play the first string, which is open, then come back, play that second string, and then give me the second string first fret. And you can let go of that top string third fret to get set up for that. The other fingering you could use is the third finger on that sixth string third fret. And then your fourth finger, which is your little finger, on the second string third. And then your first finger would then pick up that second string first fret. And you can hear I can keep that top string third fret down longer if I use my third finger. But it really doesn't matter because at this speed, you won't really notice if that top string third fret is down or not. So here's what we have so far. And that's the first two measures of the intro. Let's take a look at a couple more.